This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
So hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with John Monet. He's with Sonex out in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and he just flew for the first time their electric-powered airplane project, and we're going to get some details on that today. So, John, thanks for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for calling.
So, to start, why don't you describe to us a little bit about this project and what the technology is that you're working on.
Okay, well, the technology obviously is an electric airplane, and we have been working on this project directly for about 3.5 years now. And the project linked with our eFlight initiative at Sonex Aircraft is to develop an electric power plant and system that can be used in a variety of aircraft, and further our design efforts to make sport flying available in the future.
Okay, so is it basically a battery system? And I guess what I would like to know really is how does it differ from some of the other projects out there? I know Cessna has one that they're working on with George Bai, and Unique, of course, has an airplane that they've been flying for a while. So what's unique about your project?
Our project started and is a demonstrator using one of our standard Sonex aircraft. And yes, it's a battery-powered at the present time, but our whole design effort is towards the power system, which means the motor controller and associated the systems that make a power plant that is acceptable for aircraft. So that entails a lot. And I know that some of the projects that are going forward now are going to experience and have to go through some of the gates that we did to get to the point that we're at. So it consists of a motor controller consists of a large DC brushless motor. It needs a controller to make it run or commutate the motor. Systems that monitor everything from the temperatures to the amperage levels and to the voltage levels and give us basically a fuel gauge and have the safety equipment designed into it that allows us to isolate this very high power system from the airframe and all of the associated parts that are in an airplane.
Okay. So what is your goal for this system as far as power and duration?
Ours is a flexible system. So our goal is to have a scalable motor system so that it can fit a number of different applications. Presently, the Sonex requires something in the neighborhood of 55 kilowatts. That's a little over 70 horsepower. And our duration in moderate cruise situations would be about an hour with the present battery technology that's there. But keep in mind that the system is developed so that we can switch to any kind of power storage system or production system, for instance, any of the new technology other than batteries. So our system is basically the motor, and the fuel is up to further development in every direction.
So what do you mean other than batteries? What would be...
Well, one thing would be a fuel cell or anything that can produce electrons. And our system is a little different than a lot of the systems that are around. I don't know much about the Cessna system, but they're going to have high power. But right now we're running a high power system compared to something like Unique or any of the other little electric airplanes that are out there. We're running at much higher power levels, and our voltages are up around 330 volts at 200 amps, so it's a significant difference.
Okay. Now, I know the Cessna project recently, they said they're also working on other ways to kind of recover energy, kind of like the Prius does, you know, it recovers energy from the braking. Do you have any?
I think that's a silly approach, and it just is in our experience, and I happen to be driving a hybrid car too, so I know a little bit about energy recovering, but in an airplane, that's not going to be a practical thing as far as I'm concerned. One thing, you produce high drag, and for a very short time, and you produce high power, which requires a lot of power on, for instance, a climb out or whatever. So that, you know, that they'll say, we'll see, and some people have strong feelings about it, and right now, just from our experience in development and the philosophy of our design, is not going to take that approach at all.
Okay, so you're focused on the power plant. So what are your obstacles right now, and where do you see, you know, your project going over the next year or so?
Oh, our obstacles, we've gone through most of the, as I said, most of the gates in development, so that we have a proprietary system that we've developed that covers all those features that I talked about: the motor, the controller, the commutation of the motor, the way we manage the batteries or electron storage system, and instrumentation. So now it's a matter of packaging and refining, and that's what we're working on. So that's, you know, it's a flight test program that'll continue. We're on controller version number 11 right now, so it isn't like we haven't done a lot of research and development in that regard. So we're continuing to move forward towards the goal of making production, but we don't have a deadline for it.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the power plant as you have it now is capable of producing the 1 hour of flight that is your goal?
Yeah, absolutely. But is it the best system yet? We have refinements, just like every other motor system that's ever come along, and propulsion system. There are refinements and repackaging to now make it lighter, because, you know, understand that the system we have now is what we would classify as a breadboard system, so that it was flexible with a number of boards and the electronics that make up the total system, so that they can be changed easily, et cetera. So then once that's developed to our satisfaction, the packaging comes next.
Oh, okay. So you said you don't have a deadline or a goal, but I was wondering if you can give us an idea of when people might see this flying, or if you're hoping to show it at any of the shows next year, Sun and Fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely have it at the most important air show, is Air Adventure. So that's where it'll be, and you know, for sure you'll be able to see it fly. We're flying it now, so that's just a matter of waiting for the summer. As you know, in Oshkosh, it's, right now it's pretty cold.
Oh, yeah, I imagine it is. And it will be for a while.
Yeah, and that's somewhat a deterrent to going out and flying. It's not the airplane, it's the physical
right
want to do it.
So what do you see as the potential for this technology? Is this the future of general aviation, or is this just kind of, you know, something for people to tinker around with?
No, it's not. It's not something to tinker around with. But as the future of general aviation, I look at it more as right now the future of some of the things that we enjoy, like flying for fun and being a sport pilot, kind of airplanes that we can go up and happily fly for an hour, which is basically average what everybody does, and bring it back home and put it back in the hangar. Plug it in, you know, you can do that with several cycles a day with present technology. But the future is, you know, the tank, the Earth has only got so much resources, and you know, we have to start looking at this in the long term as a way to continue enjoying what we love the most, and which is just simply flying.
Okay, great. And just one more quick question. You mentioned this is a product for sport aviation, and I know the LSA rules currently don't allow electric motors. Do you know, are you involved in that or trying to change that?
Not even trying to change it. We're very much involved in the ASTM standards, which are written, and our staff had a lot to do with that The initial ASTM standard writing, and you know that's being reviewed now, and will come into sport flying before really a lot of airplanes are available. So we're not worried about it.
Oh, okay. So you're confident that that process is underway, and that won't be an obstacle at all.
I'm not only confident; I know it is.
Oh, okay.
So, it's, yeah, it's working. So.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, it's a matter of the interesting thing about in bringing up something like ASTM standards is that we have to look at all of the safety systems involved, just like they did with hybrid automobiles, etc. You have a large power source that has to be controlled safely in case of an incident, and also, you know, be easily installed in different airframes. We have a metal airframe, so obviously we don't want, 270 or 330 volts going through the airframe. So all of those systems have to be considered, and that's part of the ASTM direction.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Do you have anything else you'd like to add? Or?
No, it's just an exciting time for us. We started this with the eFlight initiative three and a half, four years ago, and tried to get, you know, put it out in front of everybody to say, hey, this is where we're going. Come on along. You've noticed that in the last couple of years that there's been a lot more emphasis on electric flight and the possibilities. There are a lot of discounters that say, well, you know, what are you wasting your time doing this for? Give us more reciprocating engines. But I think that's a very short-sighted view. And, we're moving to the future. And, will there be airlines that are powered by electric? I doubt it. But, you know, who knows? But we're here to fly sport airplanes and have fun and pursue our passion of flight.
Okay, well, thanks very much for your time. Again, this was Mary Grady for AvWeb talking with John Monet of Sonax Aircraft.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.